Let's begin this morning. We were going to be discussing the inyan of the parsha of Hayam Shimon, particularly the words Vasapta Diganecha, as it relates to the Gemara. So we're in the Gemara now, Lam Hamad Beis. We're in a very interesting discussion about the balance of working and learning, sitting in kolo versus getting a job and making money. We're going to elaborate on that hopefully next week a little bit more. Are people around next week for Thanksgiving morning? People plan to learn? Yeah, why not? Okay, So next week we'll get into a little bit more about the balance of working versus learning. Today we're going to focus very much on how to understand the second parsha of Shema, and again, particularly the words Vasapta Diganecha. Let's read this in the Gemara.
We all decided in the Gemara we're all learning next week, no working.
Beautiful, okay, great. So if you take it from the Gemara now, around 10 lines down, the two dots, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami, he had a kashi, he found a stira, a contradiction in two different psukim. If one pasuk says, "Lakachti digani biito," I will take my dagan, and the other pasuk says, "Ksiv vasafta diganecha." So whose dagan is it? Hashem speaking, "Lakachti digani, my dagan." Hashem owns the dagan; he owns the grains. And the other pasuk says, "You're going to take your own dagan; that you'll have ownership of the dagan." So who has ownership of any of the food, any of the produce that grows in the ground? Who has the ownership? Is it man or is it Hashem? And Chanina answers, "Lo kasha kan bizman she Yisrael osin return shemakum kan bizman she ainus Yisrael osin return shemakum." When Klal Yisrael is doing the right thing, they're on the right path, they're following Torah and mitzvos. In that situation, we have ownership. It's digancha. It's yours. I mean, ours. It's our dagan. We have full ownership of this. And in situations where we're not doing the proper thing, we're not following the derech of Hashem, then it's not considered ours. It's really Hashem's dagan. So it comes out from this Gemara is that the words Vasapta Diganecha is a good thing. Vasapta Diganecha is when you're being osin ritzono shemakam. When we're doing the right thing, Asapta Diganecha means you will be zocha to have your own dagan. Then the Gemara brings a brisa, continuing, that says, Tanu Rabbanan, Vasapta Diganecha, what does it mean, Vasapta Diganecha, when you're going to gather your food, you're going to do the work? Ma tamalomar, what does that teach us? The fishinamar lo yamush sefer Torah hazemi picha, that you can't stop learning, you have to constantly learn, every moment you're awake, you have to learn. So how is it possible, yachol dvarim kichsavam? Maybe we should take the words literally, that you always have to learn and you can never work. Tamalomar vasafta diganacha, you have to work also, it's important to work in addition to learning. So how do you balance the two? Hinnik behen minak derech eretz divrei Rabbi Shmuel, you have to do Torah. You have to work the land, you have to do derech eretz. So next week we're going to discuss, within Rabbi Shmuel Shita, how does he exactly balance Derech Eretz versus Torah? Which is more important? Some Rishonim will tell us that really Derech Eretz is more important to learn, rather to work, and you also have to learn, but really the most important thing is to work the land. And others say, no, really for him, it's really the most important thing is to learn, but you also have to make Parnasa. So that's within Rabbi Yishmael. But we see from here, though, that Vasavta Diganecha means you're supposed to work. Rabbi Shimba Yochai Omar, Efshir Adam Choresh B'Shas Charish, a person's going to plow, the Zareya B'Shas Zariah, he's going to plant, the Kota B'Shas Ksir, he's going to start harvesting, the Dash B'Shas Disha, he's going to start pressing and separating the different kernels of wheat, the Zohar B'Shas Haruach, he's going to throw the kernels of wheat up and the wind's going to separate the heavy stuff and the light stuff. So Torah Matayaleh, when is there time to learn? If a person's busy working, trying to make money, support his family, when's he going to have time to learn? So Ella, so Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai explained, Ella bizman she Yisrael osin ritzono shemakom. When we're doing the right thing, melachta nasis aydei acherim, others are going to work for us on our behalf. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'amdu zarim v'ra'o tonchem, we're going to have foreigners, people working for us, grazing our sheep. Ubizman she ein Yisrael osin ritzono shemakom, the times that we're not doing the right thing, melachta nasis aydei atman, we have to work for ourselves. Shenemar v'safta diganecha. So we could stop there. But the word here, Vesavta Dignecha, is classified as a situation of Ein Yisrael Osin Ritzono Shemakom. When we're not doing the right things, we have to work for ourselves. So is the Pasuk Vesavta Dignecha a situation where we are doing the right thing and it's therefore Dignecha, it's ours? Or it's when we're not doing the right thing and we have to, Vesavta, you have to actually do the work and no one's working for you? And that's the stira all the Rishonim deal with and we're going to deal with today. That's question one. Question two, the Achronim ask is, if we're saying, according to this first understanding, that Vasata Diganecha is when we are, She Yisrael Osin Ritzono Shemakom, we're doing the right thing, so that makes sense, the Parsha Vahaya Im Shema. Because Vahaya Im Shema, when you listen to Hashem, that whole Parsha is about Osin Ritzono Shemakom. But if you understand, like the second Brisa, that Vasata Diganecha is a situation where Ein Osin Ritzono Shemakom, where you're not doing the proper thing, it doesn't seem to fit into the context of Vahaya Im Shema. If you're listening to Hashem, then Vasapta Diganecha, you're going to do the work for yourself and no one's going to work for you. It sounds like a negative thing. It starts off saying, Vayam Shema, you're doing the right thing, Ritonon Shemakum. But then the Gemara says, no, Vasapta Tiganecha is when you're Ein Osin Ritono Shemakam, when you're not doing the right thing. That seems like another internal contradiction within the second parasha of Shema. So those are the two basic questions that they deal with. And the third question to keep in the back of the mind, that the Rishonim and Acharim point out, that the first pasuk says, V'chol Meldecha, V'chol Vavcha, V'chol Nafshcha, V'chol Meldecha, but the second parasha does not say V'chol Meldechem, or Meldecha, whatever word it should be there. It skips the word Meldecha. And for what reason does the second parasha not have that phrase, V'chol Meldecha, or perhaps V'chol Meldechem?
That's the Marsha.
The Marsha, among others, ask that question. So those are the three basic questions. Again, Vesapta Tiganecha, is it when we're doing the right thing or the wrong thing? The Parsha of Hayam Shemoa seems to be about doing the right thing, but one Brisa says, Vesapta Tiganecha is doing the wrong thing, and then why the difference of the first one saying Bechol Meldecha, but the second Parsha not saying Bechol Meldecha? Those are the three questions we will keep in mind as we go navigate through the Rishonim.
As we were learning this, I realized one thing. How would Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai answer? And I was thinking, if the Baruch Hu wanted us to do this, the first man that we had, Adam, when he was kicked out, he was told, now you've got to work the land. He didn't say you have to sit here and learn. You have to go and work the land. So how would Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai answer that? If the first time we're out there, the Baruch Hu said, whoa, you don't have to sit down and learn for me. I want you to do this. And
it's a good question. Adam didn't necessarily represent all of Klai Yisrael. Adam represented humanity. All humanity is not obligated.
Right. Adam didn't have the Torah.
Right, he didn't have the Torah. So he didn't represent Klai Yisrael.
Didn't he know all Torah?
Not necessarily. The Avos did. Sorry, from Avram Avinu, but not Adam necessarily.
But even what Torah they all knew, even the Avos, they had yeshivas, they learned all that.
The question is still valid. They all worked also, except
the Yitzchak. Right. The Echanam, Avram Yaakov also worked, it's true. But he's someone within Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who thinks ideally, which again, our topic now, we're going to discuss that next week,
right,
within his understanding that really the ideal should be learning only.
Right.
So why didn't, if the humanity was given the job of working the land, it seems to go against Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But again, that was humanity. Adam represents all of the world. The entire world is not expected to. The non-Jews are not expected to, according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But again, that's another, it's a very interesting question, interesting point. But that's what I would explain as Adam representing humanity. Okay, look at Tosus now. Tosus points out this question, the first question that we raise. Tosus Dibra Maschil Kan Bizman Shi Yisrael Osin Ritono Shemokum Shinemar Vesavta Diganecha. Asks Tosus, Vim Tomar. V'holakaman, later on, we say that Pasuk Vesavta Diganecha is Bizman She'ein Yisrael Osin Ritono Shemokum Mokbinu Le. It's when they're not doing the right thing. Enters Tosus, V'yeshlomar Dimairi Vadai She'osin Ritono. No, certainly the Pasuk Vesavta Diganecha, it's in the context of Ayam Shema, it's certainly doing the right thing. They're somewhere in the middle. We have three categories of people. There's tzaddikim, there's rishonim, and there's beinonim. So somehow the parsha of Ayam Shema is referring to what we'll call beinonim, even though Tosus doesn't use that language. They're good, but not completely good. They're not tzaddikim gemurim. And that's why it's Vayam Shemo, they're doing most of the right things, but they're not doing everything correct, and that's why Vesavta Diganecha, according to some, is Ein Osin Ritono Shemakum. It's somewhere in the middle. He doesn't explain in what regards are they doing the right thing, what regards are they not doing the right thing.
Where do we get that from? That's what Vahayim Shmuel would be talking about.
Right, so according to Tosafot, he doesn't bring any rayas. We'll get rayas in the other Rishonim, but the fact that the Gemara has this steer, one brayas next to the next, he's forced into a corner. And the only way to explain it, according to Tosafot, is that they're kind of towing the line here, where they're partially good and they're partially not good. What's the raya? So the one raya we'll see in a moment is it doesn't say v'chol meldechem. It doesn't say that they're serving Hashem even with their money. As opposed to the first parsha Shema, it said v'chol nafshcha, v'chol bevadecha. It doesn't say v'chol meldechem in Vayam Shemoa. And that tells you that they're not doing the fullest avodat Hashem.
Tosfos seems to answer a question here. Usually he raises questions. Is that usual or unusual for Tosfos?
To do what, sorry?
He's more like Rashi here, no? He's explaining something as opposed to raising a question.
No, he asks a question. He says, Vim Tomer. He starts off with a question. And then he gives an answer. That's a typical structure.
His question
was that the first brisa says, Vasavta Diganecha is categorized as Osin Ritono Shemakum.
Right.
And the next brisa says, Asavta Diganecha is Ein Osin Ritono Shemakum.
Okay.
So which one is it? Is Vasavta Diganecha when we're doing the right thing, or is it when we're doing the wrong thing?
He said they're both true. His answer is different types of people.
We're talking about a middle category where they're doing somewhat the right thing and they're also doing some things not the right way. So if you look at Tosus Rush gives a different answer. In his second answer, He says,
what's the difference between Tosfos and Tosfos HaRosh? Are they still in the Tosfos group?
Tosfos HaRosh is written by the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, and Tosfos was written by a different group of Ashkenazi poskim, Rishonim, called the Bali Tosfos, a different family, grandchildren, students of the Rashi. But Tosfos was not written by one individual. It was written by a whole group.
Right.
It was called Bali Tosfos. Tosfos Rosh was written by the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher. Okay, so then it comes along Tosfos Rosh, and he says, he asks the same question, and oftentimes Tosfos Rosh asks the same question as Tosfos. He says, perhaps Rabbi Hanina bar Papa, who was the first Pshat in the Gemara, who says, Vasav deganecha is a situation where you're doing Ritzon HaShemakom, is referring to the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. And you could still be Moke the Krah B'tzadikim Gemurim. I mean, the whole parsha of Hayam Shemo is talking about tzaddikim gemurim. When we said in this second brisa that v'asavta deganecha is ein osin raton shemakom, that was only Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai who says ein osin raton shemakom, because he thought that all you're allowed to do is learn. Whenever you're working, whenever you're doing v'asavta deganecha, when you're working the land, that's a negative thing according to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. But according to Rabbi Hanina, maybe Rabbi Hanina in the first brisa is going within the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, who thinks it's lichatchila to work the land. And when you're working the land, that's a very positive thing. And that's still bechlal osin retono shemakom. So that's how the Tosfos Rosh explains it. There's no stira. The first price is, according to Rabbi Yishmael, that tzadikim gemurim are working the land, vasata deganecha is a positive thing. And the second price is Rabbi Shimon Yochai, who says, ein osin retono shemakom.
When does Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai say it's a positive thing to work the land?
No, he doesn't. No, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel. Uh-huh. The first price is Rabbi Shmuel, who says, derech eretz, you have to work the land. And it's lechachila to work the land. So, vasata deganecha is talking lechachila, and it's still considered osin retono shemakom. So the two prices is not steer, it's two different authors, or within two different opinions. That's how Tosfos Rosh gets out of this problem. Okay, so now we're working within Tosfos himself, though. Tosfos says that no, really, Vayam Shemoa is talking about there's this stira of whether V'asavta Deganecha is return, Osin Return Shemakum or Ain Osin Return Shemakum. And Tosfos answers, we're talking about this middle category, we'll call them Beinonim, where they're not Tzadikim Gemurim, they're doing some of the right things, but some of the not so right things. So we haven't figured out, Tosfos didn't tell us, well, what things are they doing right, what things are they not doing right? How do you define such a Tzadik Sheino Gamur? So Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz explains as follows.
They all throw on this word Tosfos. It has nothing to do with the family of Tosfos.
Correct. Tosfos means that they added on.
They're
another book. Exactly. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz was written by Rabbeinu Peretz. Different. So Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz explains as follows. The Hila El, the Gemara above, the Brisa above that categorized the Asavta Deganecha under the rubric of Osin Raton Shemakom, that was because they were not being Oved Avodah Zarah. Even though they weren't learning Torah Yom and Valayla, the contrast the Pesukim was referring to because the Pasuk earlier is referring to Avodah Zarah. So the individuals, Vasavta Deganecha, right, the Pasuk says, Lakachti Degani Be'ito V'tiroshi Be'ado. That Pasuk Rabbi Hanina is comparing to is referring to Avodah Zarah. In the context of Avodah Zarah, when people, when Klai Yisrael are worshiping Avodah Zarah, Hashem says, it's Degani, it's my Dagan. That's the context of when he says Degani, it's my Dagan. When Klai Yisrael is doing Avodah Zarah, it's my Dagan, it's not yours. In contrast to that, Vasavta Deganecha is a situation where they're not worshiping Avodah Zarah. So in comparison to Avodah Zarah, they're doing Osin Ritzon HaShemakom. But then he says, in the second discussion, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel, that's comparing Vasavta Deganecha versus keep learning Torah all day long. So relative to keeping Torah, a person who's working the land is considered Ein Osin Ritzon HaShemakom. Relative to Avodah Zarah, then a person Vasavta Deganecha is considered Osin Ritzon HaShemakom. So it depends on the context. We're talking about the same individual here. So he's Osin Ritzon HaShemakom in that he's not worshiping Avodah Zarah, but he is Ein Osin Ritzon HaShemakom in that he's not learning Torah all day long.
But one's an Avera and one's not.
What?
One's an Avera and one's not. From what we learned. So why... I didn't understand why bring the two. Because one is just a... Not a concept, but an ideology that you're not going off the derech, you're just not on the 100%. Where the other, it's just, you're away from me. That's where the lightning bolt's going to come down and get rid of you because you're believing in somebody else, the Avodah Zarah, is totally off.
That's fine, but still, even though that's the case, the pasuk v'asavta d'ganecha compared to a worshipment of avodah zara, v'asavta d'ganecha is a positive thing, and therefore it's ritzon shemakom. When you compare it to someone who's learning Torah all day long, then v'asavta d'ganecha, at least according to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, is viewed as more b'di'evet, and therefore it's ein osin ritzon shemakom. So it really depends on what context you're comparing it to. Okay, so that's the sheet of Rabbeinu Peretz. Then we move to the Maharsha. The Maharsha, dealing with the same question, and he adds on a further question of, not only is v'asavta d'ganecha an internal steer within the Gemara.
Sorry, just a quick question. So what's the Rami of the Gemara then? If you say that you have the Avodah Zara on one side, and you're only in that Shita, then how do you learn the Rami of, what's the contradiction of the Havmin of the Gemara?
So the Havmin of Bichinina says, if you just look at the word isolated, d'gani versus d'gancha, that's a stira. Is it my dagan? Does Hashem say it's my dagan? Or is it your dagan? Or is it Klal Yisrael's dagan? That's a stira. His answer is, one's a case of osin ritzon shemakom. That's when it's yours. And the other one's ain osin. Well, the Gemara doesn't explain what's the context. So Rabbeinu Peretz explains the context is, when I say it's digani, when Hashem says it's mine, the context there is when Klal Yisrael is doing avodah zara. And that's when you're ain osin ritzon shemakom. That's digani. It's still my dagan, says Hashem. The context of Hayam Shema and Vasafta Deganecha is when you're doing the right, meaning you're not doing Avodah Zarah. Whatever you're doing, that's something else, but you're not doing Avodah Zarah, so that's already, relative to the other pasuk, that's considered Osin Ritzon Shemakom. But again, the initial question of the Gemara was, is it Degani or is it Degancha?
On a simple level, we're looking for reasons that differentiate between people. And his answer is people who practice Avodah Zarah and people who don't.
Exactly. We're trying to figure out that middle category. Who is considered tzaddik, she'eino gamor, or perhaps a beinoni? So again, Rabbeinu Peretz says the individual is, he's a tzaddik in that he doesn't do Avodah Zarah, but he's not a tzaddik gamor because he's not learning all day. Okay, now the Maharsha explained along this idea of Tosfos, the same question of Tosfos. And he adds on that further question of the difference between the first parsha of Shema versus the second parsha of Shema. Why does it say in the first parsha of Shema, b'chol meldecha, but in the second parsha it says, b'chol vavchem, b'chol nafshechem, v'lo ksiv nami, b'chol meldechem? Why does it leave out that very important word of b'chol meldechem? And the Maharsha goes on to explain that we're talking about, as the Tosfos answers, b'hacha b'einam tzadikim gemurim. The parsha of Hayam Shema, the situation is talking about an individual who are not tzaddikim gemurim. What does that mean? Dehainu she'enam tzaddikim b'me'od. They're not being tzaddikim with respect to their money. The Gemara in Brachos and elsewhere tells us that there's certain people, yesh lecha adam shechaviv lo mamono yosem migufo. Some individuals like their money more than themselves, and others like themselves more than their money. Zechol meldecha, or bechol meldechem, as it should appear in Vayam Shema, would indicate a person who would put his money before himself, rather himself before the money. He would be willing to be moser nefesh with regards to his money. But since it says, does not say v'chol meldechem, tells us that they're not tzaddikim gemurim. They're not willing to give up their money for mesiris nefesh. They're not willing to do that. So that's the drop. The first parsha of Shema is the person's willing to give up his life, willing to give up his money, his guf. The second parsha is a person only willing to give up his guf, but he's not willing to give up his money. And that's where the Vayam Shema drops a level. They're not tzaddikim gemurim anymore. And that's what the Maharsha explains. And that's why, he says, that's why the punishment for the parsha of Vayam Shema, the punishment is onshim bedavar shebamamon. It's a mida keneged mida, the Gemara tells us. Since their punishment is that they're not serving Hashem with their money, so they're getting punished with the money. In which way? That she'ein melachton nases ayidei acherim. That their melach is not being done on behalf of others. They have to work for themselves. If they were doing the right thing, willing to be moser nefesh on their mamon, so then their moser nefesh, Hashem will give them a schar and a zechus of people working on their behalf. But since the parsha of Hayam Shema is where they're not serving Hashem with the money, so they're being penalized with their money as well, meaning that they have to work for themselves. And that's how Maharsha explained it. So again, this category of people, who are tzaddikim shein megemurim, are individuals who are not serving with the full heart, they're not serving with their money as well.
Is that a sort of strong klal that you could stop and say the difference between the first paragraph and the second? Or is this like a minor opinion? Because that's a pretty big statement.
But, I mean, what do you mean by this? Is the Maharsha. It is a very mainstream opinion, and he has the authority to make such a distinction. So again, so the distinction according to the Maharsha is that the first parsha is a tzaddik and gemurim. Well, firstly, Tosfos explains this. Tosfos says that the first parsha is tzaddik and gemurim, the second parsha is tzaddik and she'enim gemurim. Now the Maharsha just kind of fine tunes that. What's an example of this? What is a tzaddik she'enu gamur? He explained that tzaddik is a person, she'enu gamur is a person who's not willing to give up his money for serving Hashem. Okay, that's the Maharsha. Then if you look at the Rav Yaakov Emden,
short.
Oh, the Ritva, I forgot the Ritva. Yeah, I don't have the sheet in front of me. The Ritva says, oh, thank you.
I have two.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Right, so the way he gets out of this question is that he says the pasuk Vasata Deganecha, even though it's written in the parsha of Hayam Shema, it doesn't really refer to that. It's an independent pasuk. Yes, it's part of the whole flow of parsha of Hayam Shema, but the word Vasata Deganecha somehow is independent of the rest of the parsha. So yes, the entire parsha of Hayam Shema is talking about a Tzadik Gamur, a person who's listening to Hashem, but Vasata Deganecha somehow is completely separate from that parsha, and therefore it's not an internal steer within the parsha. Okay, that's just the technical answer of the Ritva, yes.
Just a simple question. As you were saying, you know, you have somebody work for you or not, it's looking just at we, how we are today, a job I do, and maybe a lawyer, a doctor, how would they address, I mean, the Torah is good for all time, for everything, is if you don't have doctors, you can't have somebody else work.
Yeah, well, this is a different discussion. We'll discuss, hopefully, a little bit more about this next week, balancing between working and learning. We're not going to focus on that. Yeah, we'll deal with that next week. Yeah, we're talking about next week, working and learning. That'll be next week's topic. This week's topic is about understanding the parsha of Hayam Shemoa, which individuals are we referring to? Okay, so Yaakov Emdim says now, on this sugya.
The Ritva just said it doesn't matter how you get it, just the fact that you get it. That's how he separates the first line from the rest of the paragraph. He's saying, it's not discussing how you get it, it's just saying you get it. Is that what that means?
I think he's saying that even though the pasuk is talking about Vayam Shemoa, and that's referring to Nasati Matar Tachem, and if you listen to Hashem, you're going to get rain, the pasuk Vasav Deganecha is kind of independent from that rest of the parsha. Somehow it's extrapolated from that parsha and does not fit into the Echanam. It doesn't fit in. That's what he answers. It doesn't fit in nicely into the pasuk and the parsha of Ayam Shemoa. Okay. Comes along Rav Yaakov Emden, he explains the difference between the parsha of Ayam Shemoa is as follows. It says, Vandai, the parsha of Ayam Shemoa is referring to Be'en Osin Klal. It's not talking about, it's not lo mari bein osin klal. It's not talking about where a person's not serving Hashem entirely. Ella bein oskin b'torah. It's referring to a person who's not learning. Kidabai Rashbi, like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai requires a person to do. Shetzarach liyos tarasa u'manaso dafka. Ideally, within the world of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, a person's supposed to be learning, and that should be his profession. And that's what the parsha v'hayam Shimon is referring to. Because dila'avdo b'chol vavchem kaya tefila. Right, the Gemara in Tainus tells us, ezu avoda shebelev. When the pasuk says ula'avdo b'chol vavchem, you're supposed to serve Hashem with your lev. How do you serve Hashem with your lev? Says the Gemara in Tainus, atfila, referring to tefila. You work with your heart. You work with your lev. That's tefila. So the parsha of Hayam Shema, where it says the words ula'avdo b'chol vavchem, is referring to tefila. And that's why he says it's referring to lo ksiv. It doesn't say in the parsha of Hayam Shema b'chol modechem, to serve Hashem with your money, because therefore it's talking about a case of Dain Torasan Umnasan. It's referring to individuals who Torah is not their profession. Why? Because had Torah been their profession, had a person been learning all day long, Torasan Umnasan, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us they're pater from tefillah. Person who's learning all day long, people who are like Rashbi, don't have to daven. If they're Osik Ben Torah, where no one's like that anymore, the post can tell us, but if one were to be like that, they'd be pater from davening. So therefore, since the pasuk, the parsha of Hayam Shemoa talks about davening, it must be referring to people who are not learning all day long. Because otherwise they wouldn't have to daven. So it's people who are not learning all day long, what are they doing? Therefore they're working. So the second parsha of Hayam Shemoa is talking about people who are actually working. And that's why it says, it does not say b'chol modechem, that they're not being moser nefesh to serve Hashem with money. People who are learning all day long are being moser nefesh b'chol modechem. The parsha of Hayam Shemoa is talking about people who are actually working and not being moser nefesh with their money. They have to work. They have to make a parnasa, according to the Rashbi. Their terasa is not umnasa. Their Torah is not their profession. And therefore, there's an obligation to daven. So that's why the pasuk of Hayam Shemoa is referring to b'chol vavchem, rather the love, the b'chol vavchem, to serve Hashem with your heart, which means tefillah.
When you compare number one and number three, when you compare the Masha and you compare Yaakov Emden, And the first one is saying it's because Ma'odecha, and this one's saying it's because of Tefillah. Are those contradictions? Are they different? Are they the same?
Very, very good. Very good question. I think Rav Yaakov Emden is simply adding on. He's taking the Marsha's idea and going further. Marsha says the difference is that Vayam Shema'a is where a person is not being Moser Nefesh. And he stops there. So what's the individual who's not being Moser Nefesh with his money? Says Rav Yaakov Emden, it must be referring to an individual who's not working all day, or rather who's not learning all day. That's the individual who's not being Moser Nefesh with his money. And how does he know that we're talking about a person who's not learning all day? Because since the Pasuk talks about davening, only people who work have to daven. People who learn all day don't have to daven. So I think he's just taking this idea of the Marsha and saying that it's talking about people who are working and not learning. So I think it's the same idea, the same group. Very good. Okay, now let's move to the Netziv. The Netziv of the Meromei Sada. I don't know if it's on the. I'm not sure if it was copied. He talks about it here in both in the Hemek Davar. Thanks to David who points out the Hemek Davar, the Netziv writes to Al Torah. This idea that there's two ways to serve Hashem. There's one way to serve Hashem is through avoda, through working the land, through tefillah, through karbanos. That's one of avoda. And there's another mahalach of serving Hashem through learning, through Torah. So in the Meromei Sada, he discusses the idea that the parsha of Vayam Shema is referring to the parnasa sheba b'zuchos avoda. Parnasa that person gets because of avoda, as opposed to the parnasa that comes from Esek b'Torah, that's talking about a different parsha. That's the parsha of Vahapta. So he explains, that's the idea, he quotes the Gemara about Basa Daf Tzadi Tes, with respect to the Kruvim. With respect to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kruvim says, Fneim Isha Achiv, that the Kruvim in the Aron, in the Kosh Kedashim, were facing each other. And then he says, with respect to Shlomo HaMelech, it says, Ufneim Lebayis, they're facing the Bayis, Beis HaMikdash. So what's the difference? So the Gemara explains that Shlomo is referring to a case where Ein Osin Ritzon Shemakom, and that's why they were not facing each other, but they're facing the Bayis, the front of the Beis HaMikdash. So what's Pshat here? During Shlomo HaMelech's time, they weren't doing Osin Ritzon Shemakom? Of course they're doing. They were zocha to have the Beis HaMikdash. Of course they're zocha. Of course they're being osin ritona shemakom. Had they not been doing the right thing, they would not have been zocha to the Beis HaMikdash. So explains the Netziv, Bimei Moshe, during the times of Moshe, Ha'isa har parnasa b'zuchus haTorah. They had parnasa because of their learning. Mashen came Bimei Shlomo, Ha'isa b'zuchus avoda. During the times of Shlomo HaMelech, they were having the zuchus haParnasa came about because of the avoda. Shlomo HaMelech brought thousands and thousands of karbanos. That's avoda. That's avoda. Tefillah, karbanos are all connected to each other, and that's the Pneim Labayis. What does that mean? They're focusing on the bias. Perish Shigam Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kviyachol Gam Yisrael Hayuk Babitin Al Avodas Beis Hamikdash Lachud. When the Kruvim, one of the Kruvim, I don't know which one, maybe the right one was Hashem, the left one represented Klai Yisrael, but they each represented Hashem and Klai Yisrael, their relationship to each other. So in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, when the avoda was that which was keeping them going, which was the zechus of parnasa that came because of the avoda that took place in the Beis HaMikdash, all the karbanos, both the Kruvim faced, I should do it this way, faced the bias. Not each other, but they faced the bias where the Mizbeach was. Because the focus was, the zechus was coming because of the avoda, the karbanos. During the times of Moshe Benu, where it wasn't because of the avoda, it was because of the learning, the relationship that they had with each other, the learning of Hashem's Torah, they faced each other because the zechus of the parnasa came about because of the Torah. And that's how the Netziv explained the difference between the Kruvim during Moshe Rabbeinu's time and during the times of Shlomo HaMelech. And that's why he explained the Parsha of Vayam Shemo is a situation where the Zechus came about because of the Avoda, which was a lower level than that of the Torah. The first Parsha, Shema, it says, Vishantel Vanecha, it talks about Torah. Torah is the Indian of the first Parsha. So that's what we're talking about Bechol Modecha, where you're willing to give up everything, even your own money, to serve Hashem with Torah. The second parsha is talking about Ulav de Bechol Vavchem, which we said is referring to tefillah. Tefillah is like avoda, it's karbanos. The second parsha is about getting a parnasa because of avoda. That's a little lower level. That's a level below that, which ain ritzon shemakom. It's somewhere in the middle where you're doing some of the right things. Karbanos, of course, is the right thing, but it's not the best thing. And that's why there's middle category of ritzonim osin ritzonim ve'ein osin ritzonim. That's how the Netziv explains the Shita of Tosfos.
Where does it say which way the Kruvim were facing?
The Gemara Baba Basra. Okay. Yeah.
Is there an argument to say that having to go work and having to basically live according to the Torah, right, in your working life, that's almost a level as just learning all the time, because you have so many distractions, so many this, you're actually getting in there. And everything that the Torah is telling you not to do or to do, you now are being tested and you're doing all of that.
100%. So this idea we'll discuss a little bit more next week, but just for this question, it's important because you probably are all thinking right now as I'm talking about Rashbi, how important it is to learn all day and not to work all day. Rabbi Shmuel says, l'chachila, a person should work all day. We'll discuss that next week. But just to answer your question, there's a kasha in Tosos and there's a discussion in the Taz, how come in the morning we learn, we say Birchas HaTorah, and then we go to work, and then there's a big hapsik, and then we come back to learn at night again. It should be a hapsik. We should require another Birchas HaTorah.
And that's the answer.
So the answer, Taz says, is that during the entire workday, we're doing everything correct. The fact that we're keep logging our time correctly, the fact that we're not doing the wrong thing, and everything up pialacha, we're always thinking about what to do. We're saying brachas during the day, and everything we do is up pialacha. That's viewed as a continuation of Torah. So in light of that, that would explain that, yes, not only is working l'chachila, but even the working is somehow a kiyum in Talmud Torah. There's some level of Torah, or keeping the Torah, of while you're working. But we'll discuss that a little bit more next week.
Can you say it again?
Right. That's true. I don't think we pass them that way, but if you take it the full way, you're right. That would be an outcome of the Taz. Yes.
Just a quick question.
Yeah.
If you reread, you say it's Shema all the time,
mm-hmm.
It almost seems like it's the blueprint. Here's what I'm telling you. Okay, I'll give you the first portion of it. And then the second one is like it's kind of not boring. It's explaining a little more and kind of giving a little smack. Is that if you don't hearken, use the word hearken. I mean, it was a term used like if you go off the derrick. I don't want you to, but you got to think about this now. Where in the first paragraph, it's all like natural almost. You know, with all your heart, all your soul, and all your resources, there's only one thing, and it's the Baruch Shalom. Now you get to the second paragraph. Now he's reminding you. He's reminding you, you have to think about this and do this. And by the third, it's, you know, where you came from kind of thing. But it seems like this blueprint how to basically live your life. And I'm trying to tell you, you know, the first is very nice. The second's getting a little, you know, not angry, but it's like saying, come on. You guys, you know, like, listen to me. I'm telling you to listen to all these things I'm telling you to do.
Uh-huh.
And then the third is, you know, a combination, and then telling you to remind right. you where you came from.
Right. Okay. And the Gemara talks about the difference between the three parashos, the Kabbalah's Olam HaShemayim, Kabbalah's Olam Mitzvos and stuff. But, okay. Okay, now let's finish with this last idea, the Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim deals with a similar question of how could it be that the word Vasavta Degenecha is a situation of Ein Osin Ritzon Shemakom, when in fact it's in the Parsha of Hayam Shema, which of course is, as we've been saying, when the person's doing the right thing. So he says, we're going to discuss this next week a little bit more, as I've been saying, but he says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says there's a reshus for a person to not learn and to work, and a person able to be Osik B'Parnasa, so those moments, this gets into your question, David, but it gets into those moments, Shagamba Osa Ha'es, Sha'as Mu'etes, Sha'ata Osek B'Parnatza, Kidei Hatzarech Ve'Hechrech L'Chayas Nefesh, Akoponim B'Rayone, Machshav Tachatei B'Mehari Rak B'Divrei Torah. When you're working, now this is a very hard concept, I don't think this is so ideal and practical for every single person, but he suggests that even when a person's working, he should have in mind trying to learn while you're working. Not an easy thing. When you focus on trying to put together an Excel sheet, or you're making a diagnosis on a patient, it's very hard to think of Torah at the same time. Perhaps what he means is if a person is doing something that doesn't require so much mental effort, then you're able to learn. Or what he means is as long as you're doing everything the right apialacha, that's a way of learning.
Do that stealing from your employer.
Now, if it's a situation, exactly, very good. If it's a situation where you're taking away time and taking away mental effort, then that would be stealing, 100%. Has to be a situation where it would not take away any of your effort putting in.
But learning in itself, that's a contradiction. You have to learn. I mean, you could do a lot of things multitasking. Not Torah.
Right. So I agree. So I'm not sure what he means. It might be referring to some other type of job. A person is, I don't know, as working as a security guard. So
maybe the kind of Rosh Hashiva should be thinking of Torah.
Exactly.
Maybe
the kind of job he had. Right, it could be. The kind of job he had. Right. So,
I mean, if you had day laborers who are doing construction or shepherds or any of these things.
Right.
Jobs. If you're sitting there and you're doing construction and you're on a site and you're just...
Right, could be that. It depends on the job, but right.
It's a lot different than shepherding. Right. Okay,
but yeah, but something that is able to be done. So he goes on to explain, though, that hine pasuk v'asavta d'ganecha hu mitzmuta meklal parshas v'aya. It seems to be isolated from the entire parsha. Shekula nemar b'lashon rabim. The entire parsha of Hayam Shemoa is mentioned in lashon rabim. Hayam Shemoa and Timshiru. They're supposed to listen. The rabim is supposed to listen. But pasuk v'asavta is nemar b'lashon yachid. Why is it changed over from rabim to lashon yachid? So therefore, he explains that's why lachein kari le ein osa ratzona shemakom. So he says when an individual is, for a moment, an individual is focusing on working, he's removing himself from the klal. So he explains, therefore, as follows, that the idea of the Parsha Vayam Shemoa is referring to the Rabbim. That the Rabbim, the Mahamonam, the Amonam is supposed to be working. You can't have the entire nation, the entire Am, learning. That's impossible. We can't sustain a nation like that. So, when it comes to, where's the line here? Hold on 1 second here. In Haini Rabim Dafka. Dafka by Rabim, do we encourage people to work? Kivadai shelachlal ha'emon kumat bilti efshar shiasmidu koimem rak basic Torah. It's impossible for the entire tzibur to be learning all day long. Shlolefnos afsha muetes l'shem esik barhanas mazonis klal. That every single person, all of Klal Yisrael, is not going to take a moment to work? That's impossible.
Is that him speaking or is he quoting something?
That's him explaining. Nefesh HaChaim explaining this.
Explaining
the ideas of the Hayam Shemoa versus the Vasavta Deganecha. I'll bring it together in a moment. Aval Yachid La'atzma, when it comes to a Yachid, She'efshir lo liyos ach asik kol yama b'torasa v'avodasa yisparach Shemo. So even Rabbi Shmuel, who explains that the entire tzibur, for the Hamun Am, he advises people to go work. But he acknowledges that there's certain individuals who are able to learn all day long, and it's a good thing for certain individuals to learn. V'adai shechova mutal salav. That individual who's capable of learning all day long and supporting himself or being supported, whatever it is, certainly that individual shlo lifrosh afz man muat mitora vavoda leisik parnas nechas v'shom. He should not take away any moment from learning to go work. So even Rabbi Shmuel thinks that there are individuals like the Rashbi. Rashbi is talking about the entire tzibur should be learning, and Rabbi Shmuel thinks the entire tzibur should be working except for the individuals. So what's going on here is that we explained to Vasavta Deganecha is referring to those individuals who are not learning. That's what's referring to. But the Rabbim, overall, the Rabbim, according to Rabbi Shmuel, hold on, let me get this 1 second here.
Those individuals mean those who are capable of doing it all day.
Right, so he's saying exactly that when the Rabbim are supposed to be doing the right thing, which means working according to Rabbi Shmuel. The individuals who should have otherwise been working are going out, rather, who should have otherwise been learning, who are going out to work. That's what Vasavta Deganecha means. But yes, so the overall parsha of Hayam Shemoa is referring to Osin Ritzon Shemakom. Well, that's even Rabbi Shmuel. Because the Hayam Shemoa, according to Rabbi Shmuel, refers to everyone, the Rabbim, should be working. And they should be Osik in Tefillah and Avoda. That's the Rabbim, Hayam Shemoa. But he agrees, Rabbi Shmuel thinks individuals should be learning though, certain individuals. Those individuals, those yechidim, who should be learning, they're going out to work. They should not go into the general rabbim. They're the ones who are enos and ritzon shemakom. So again, Rabbi Shmuel's shita is, when Rabbi Shmuel says that everyone should be working, doesn't really mean everyone should be working. He means, let's say 90% should be working, making up these numbers. 90% should be working, the rabbim should be working. But he thinks that there's a 10% of Yechidim who should be learning. He doesn't think everyone should be working all day long. He acknowledges such a concept of kolel, according to the Nefesh HaChaim. So when the pasuk Vayam Shema is referring to those who listen, and it goes on to explain, Lavas Hashem Bechol Vavchem, that you're supposed to love Hashem with your lave, which means to daven, that's referring to the workers. The entire parsha is talking about workers, who's very lechachila, according to Rabbi Shmuel. And it's all Belashon Rabbim. Vayam Shema Tishme'u, because the Rabbim are supposed to be working. His question is, why does it suddenly change Vasavta Deganecha to the Yachid? That you, as an individual, you are working. And Vasavta Deganecha is Ein Osin Ritzon Shemakom. Why does that change? Why does it change from Rabbim to Yachid? And does it change from Vayam Shemoa, which is a good thing, to now Vasavta Deganecha, which we now know means Ve'ein Osin Ritzon Shemakom? So what he explained is that the Rabbim is supposed to work, the Yachid, who's supposed to be learning though, because Rabbi Shmuel agrees that Yechidim are supposed to be learning, if that yachid who should be learning is ends up working instead, that's when it's referring to Eino Osin Ritzono Shemakum. For those individuals who are supposed to be learning, end up working. The Gemara Chagiga actually tells us that Hashem cries three times a day. He sheds three tears a day. One of the tears he sheds is those who are working but should be learning. That's what he's referring to here. And those who are learning who should really be working. So there's obviously some balance of it. You have to know who you are, whether you should be working or living. The Gemara Chagiga says that. So in essence, what the Nefesh HaChaim is explaining is that, again, the Parsha of Hayam Shema is referring to the Rabbim who are supposed to be working. And it's considered Osim Ritzono Shemakum. They're listening to Hashem. It's Dafka the Yechidim who should be learning, who are instead going out to Vasav Degenecha, who are going out to work. That's when it's Ein Osim Ritzono Shemakum. Specifically on that very Pasuk, Vasav Degenecha.
This is the same thing as Yaakov Emdin. Reference to Tefillah, was separating the guys, the Tzadikim. Right?
Well, he's a little
it's the same thing, but you're saying his source was plural versus Yachid. His source was the Tzadikim Adavening.
No, but Yaakov Emdin thinks the entire Parsha of Ayim Shemoa, the entire Parsha, is talking about individuals who are working, and that's considered Bidiyevet, according to his understanding. According to Nefesh Chaim, he says, no, the entire Parsha of Ayim Shemoa is actually Osin Ritzon Shemakum. It's a positive thing. Rabbi Shmuel thinks you're supposed to be working. The only part of the Parsha of Hayam Shema that's a negative thing, that's Ein Osin Ritzon Shemakum, is specifically the Pasuk of Ve'asavta Degenecha. Only that Pasuk is Ein Osin Ritzon Shemakum. According to Yaakov Emdin, the entire Parsha is considered Ein Osin Ritzon Shemakum.
Oh, so say this again, the third one, the last one, the Nefesh HaChaim says what?
Nefesh HaChaim thinks the entire Parsha of Hayam Shema is Osin Ritzon Shemakum, where you're doing the right thing. Rishmael thinks that the Rabbim should
just
be working.
Just that pasuk,
Vasavta Degenecha, is speaking to the Yechidim who should be learning, but are instead going out to work. Those Yechidim are Dafka, Ein Osin Ritzono Shemakum. So it comes out from all this, just to quickly summarize in the next few minutes. We asked here what it means, Vasavta Degenecha, is that considered Osin or Ein Osin Ritzono Shemakum? And Tosa answered that referring to this group of people who are Tadikim Einim Gemurim. That's Tosa's answer, but he didn't really tell us what it does it mean to be tzaddikim and gemurim. So we had that Rabbeinu Peretz who told us that what it means is that they're tzaddikim and that they're not doing avodah zara, but they're not tzaddikim gemurim because they are not learning all day long. That's Rabbeinu Peretz's answer. Then we saw the Netziv who said a similar idea, but he kind of fine-tuned it along with the Marsha and the Yaakov Emdin that we're referring to in the second parsha of those who are not learning all day, and therefore there's a chus and parnasa comes from avodah. We have two types of zechusim. You get parnasa either because you're learning Torah, or you get parnasa because you are working the land and you're bringing karbanos and you're davening. So those are two different parshios. The first parsha is about esek b'Torah, and the zechus parnasa comes because of the esek b'Torah. And the second parsha of Hayam Shema is coming about because of this the esek and avoda and a tefillah, and that's the level below. That's considered einos and retonot shemakum. That's considered tzadikim einu gemurim. And that's how the Marsha answered, Rav Yaakov Emdin answered, and similar to the Netziv as well. And then finally, we saw this last answer of the Nefesh HaChaim, who said that the entire parsha of Hayam Shema is actually Osim Ritzono Shemakum. You're doing the right thing. It's okay to work. Rabbi Shmuel says one's supposed to work. Dafka, the pasuk Vasavta Degenecha, is the only pasuk which is mentioned b'lashon yachid that we're talking about Ein Osim Ritzono Shemakum, because we're referring to those individuals who are supposed to be learning but are instead going out to work. Okay, so we'll stop here. Mirat Hashem, next week we'll discuss this question you guys are all thinking about, of how to balance work and learning in general. When Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says one's supposed to learn all day, does he ever admit that one's allowed to work, or everyone should be really learning? And Rabbi Shmuel says, on the other hand, everyone's really supposed to be working, does he ever admit that one's supposed to be learning? So we'll discuss that, Mirat Hashem, next week. Yes?
Since this is a Torah obligation, you say Shema twice a day, did Moshe Rabbeinu teach this to